On Jepson School of Leadership Studies Week, did our founding fathers plan for the best or the worst? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kenneth Ruscio, senior distinguished lecturer of leadership studies, looks into this question.
James Madison famously wrote in the Federalist Papers that the aim of every political constitution is, or ought to be, first to obtain for rulers men who possess the most wisdom to discern and the most virtue to pursue the common good of society. Though democracy places its faith in the people, our founding fathers understood that leadership of the people is essential. The founders strongly believed that those entrusted with authority, responsibility, and power needed good minds, good hearts, wisdom, virtue, and a commitment to a common good. It's clear in historical writings that Madison, along with fellow Federalist Paper authors Alexander Hamilton and John Jay, knew enlightened statesmen would not always be at the helm. They sought to remedy that fact with a carefully designed framework of government where ambition must be made to counteract ambition. In short, power had to be limited. The often overlooked John Jay, a seasoned diplomat, explains why the Constitution's provisions for negotiating and approving treaties were sound, even when critics thought too much power had been granted to the executive branch. Delicate discussions with foreign entities required secrecy and flexibility. Wise and experienced administrators would have to be granted a degree of trust. At the same time, while explaining why officials deserve trust, Jay advised the skeptics not to worry by pointing out that the fear of impeachment would serve as a good source of punishment and disgrace to motivate good behavior. If leaders do violate the trust of the people, the Constitution provides the remedy. The founders hoped for the best, but prepared for the worst.
That was Kenneth Ruscio of the University of Richmond. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.